We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we have Sylvie Fallis with us. She's the director of the Lennoxville and District Community Aid. So welcome, Sylvie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And exciting. Now, this week, all across Quebec, you're celebrating, it's the 50th anniversary of the Meals on Wheels. And right. For the Lennoxville and District Community Aid, it's 35 years you've been doing it.
That's
here.
That's right. You don't realize how quickly things go, but yes, we've been providing meals. Community Aid has been providing meals to seniors in this area for 35 years already.
Wow. So it started in 1966, I guess, here.
In Canada, yes.
Yeah, okay, in Canada.
England.
Okay, so would you like to give us a short history about the Meals on Wheels? It's fascinating from what I've read.
Yes, sometimes you know what's going on in your own backyard, but where it actually originated, it's interesting, and it actually came from, it first started, the Meals on Wheels delivery first started in 1947 in Worcestershire, England, and it was through the Women's Voluntary Service during wartime. And then when that when war ended, the government there insisted on continuing the service to provide emergency food service for seniors. So that was interesting. And then it came to Canada after that.
Great step. Good. So it came to Canada in 1966. And a little bit of history maybe when it came to Canada from you?
Sure. It came to Montreal, actually, through the Victorian Order of Nurses. The Volunteer Bureau of Montreal had a woman's voluntary service in Montreal itself. And then groups developed from there. And I think that at this point, there's 300 nonprofit organizations in Quebec who offer the Meals on Wheels services now.
Yeah, 300 just in Quebec.
Just in Quebec, so it's interesting. And it's funny because they say that way back when it first came to Westmount, Meals on Wheels were kept warm in while being delivered in wooden boxes with hay around it, or through with felt hats. So we've come a long way from that. But
That's really
interesting. To know that it was being delivered that way in baby strollers and bicycles, and everybody helped out.
Yeah, certainly something that survived and probably brought every community together.
Absolutely, and it still does.
So, Lennoxville Community Aid, you've been doing it since 1981. How did it get started in this district?
I believe that when it first started here for Community Aid, it was neighbors cooking an extra meal for, you know, a senior neighbor, and they would, let's say with their supper, they would cook an extra portion and take it over to them.
Okay.
And at one point it grew, and people that started Community Aid decided to that there were enough of those types of gestures going on that they created the Central Kitchen back, I think it was at the United Church way back, and then it moved to the Community Aid, moved to the Masonic Lodge for years. We were there for over 20 years.
It's definitely growing. And where are you located now?
We're behind the Tim Horton and the Opto Réseau building on Queen Street. We're at 164 Queen.
Okay, so that's nice. There's no stairs, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And
accessibility is great. Working conditions in the kitchen and in the office. Everybody has a good place to work and a comfortable place to work. And we have additional space to meet and have group activities right there. So it's interesting.
Good.
For
so
everyone.
You serve Lennoxville. You also serve Waterville, Canton de Hatley, and North Hatley.
That's right.
And you have three kitchens?
That's right. We have one in, of course, Lennoxville is 3 days a week here. Mm-hmm. And in Waterville, it's 2 days a week.
Okay.
And the town hall has given us access to the community hall that they have downstairs. There's a kitchen there, so we cook, the meals are prepared out of there for Waterville. And in North Hatley, it's at the community center. It's 2 days a week also.
Okay.
And the community center lets us have the kitchen there, and meals are prepared from there.
Good. That's really nice. So it's not necessarily every day. It's 3 days, I guess, in Lennoxville, you said, 2 days in Waterville and 2 days,
in
North Hatley.
Also. Yes.
Okay. So definitely really nice for seniors. Now, a lot of seniors, I've heard the tea and toast kind of thing. If they're left by themselves every day, they just stop eating.
They do, or you just get tired of cooking your own recipe, so it's like, here's a chance to have a well-balanced meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people don't hesitate to, I know people hate to give up cooking for themselves, but this is not every day, so they can take advantage of this service. It's there for them to use, and it's a chance to have a balanced meal and also visit from someone from the outside during that day.
That's really important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's nice for their family to know that somebody's been there and seen them.
Absolutely.
Good. So what is the cost of the Meals on Wheels, and what are they like?
It's a four-course meal.
Four-course, wow.
Four-course. We have a soup, a salad, a main course, and also a dessert. And everything's freshly made every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost is $5, and that includes delivery and everything. So
wow, that's a real bargain.
Well, we're trying to keep the meals affordable, so people, it's not a barrier for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And also maintain a good quality of food, which is excellent.
Good. Where do you get your food? Like, do you sometimes get donations, like in the fall, from people's gardens?
For fruits and vegetables, like we do.
Okay.
We do from different people who have an extra row of carrots or potatoes or zucchinis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And also we supply the we buy from a Costco or a grocery store of different kinds.
Good. Yes. You actually served 4 meals last year?
It's more like 11,000.
Okay.
Yes.
That's amazing. And you have 81 volunteers. Now, is that just in the kitchen?
No, it's a mix between the kitchen and the delivery people.
Okay.
We always need, depending on where it is, we need between 4 to 6 delivery people each day. And one or two additional people to help in the kitchen. They help prepare, they assist the cook in preparing the meal.
Good. Sounds like it's really well organized and a nice balanced meal. And I've heard a lot of people say it's so much food that they actually have enough for 2 meals out of it.
Yes, many people make a second, almost a second meal at least, but sometimes some people will keep the soup for the evening with a lighter meal that they prepare themselves, and that's great.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you're not just doing Meals on Wheels, although that's pretty interesting. You also do a lot of other things. You do visits. If somebody needs to go to the hospital or banking or something like that, you provide a service where someone will go with them, drive them, and stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also you have blood pressure clinics too, I believe.
We have retired nurses who will come in and give a couple hours of their time to take the blood pressure of people who just want to have it monitored on a regular basis. And everything is free of charge, and the retired nurses volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the volunteer drivers who take people to the hospital or medical or banking appointments. They pick them up at home, they take them to their appointments, stay with them, and bring them home again.
Okay.
And
wonderful service.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
If somebody knows somebody that's maybe feeling overwhelmed from taking care of a loved one, finding it difficult to prepare a meal every day, maybe someone has fallen or they're coming back from the hospital, convalescing, these are all great services for them.
Absolutely. And we're there to help out. And it's not until you start, people will say, gosh, I've always sort of hesitated to call on you guys, but once they do, they really realize the difference that it makes in their life, and it gives them a bit of a break and from their day-to-day task, and it really helps out. And many times it allows them to stay at home longer. People wish to stay at home as long as they can, so this way they can have a better quality of life.
Definitely. Staying at home is really important, too. So a step to that is great. Now, are you looking for any type of volunteers now? Anybody to...
We're constantly looking for volunteers. At this point right now, we're looking more for people who do escort transport.
Okay.
And also maybe to help with Meals on Wheels delivery.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, we were looking for additional kitchen helpers, volunteers who could come in and do... help out with the kitchen. At times we need we're always open to new volunteers, whether if it's to help with any of the services or eventually on the board of directors. We have a group of 11 member board of directors of 11 members, and those are all volunteers also. who donate Good. Their time. So
that's great. Yeah. How long have you been at Community Aid?
I've been there for 26 years.
Wow. Have you seen it? So you've seen a lot of changes?
It doesn't seem real that it's been 26 years already. Mm-hmm. It goes by so fast. But yes, I've seen people who were extremely active volunteers who are now mm-hmm. Using the services, which is
nice
to be able to mm-hmm. give back. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. They sometimes hesitate to call on us because they don't always feel that they're at the point where they could benefit from the services, but certainly it's our pleasure to be there for them as they were for us at one point. So mm-hmm. it's great to do that.
That's great. Good. So anything else you'd like to add before we go about any of your services or the Meals on Wheels?
Well, we have a variety, and we always try over the years. We've adapted to the changing needs of the clientele. We have community meals now where people get together to eat a meal. We have activities that help people break isolation. We have information session because mm-hmm. seniors want to stay informed and well aware of what's going on in their community. So we're adjusting as it goes along.
Okay, that's great. Now, do you have a website?
We do.
Mm-hmm. It's www.communityaid.ca.
That's
so that's
right.
Easy to remember.
Yes.
Okay, and a phone number?
It's 819-821-4779. And if we're not there, please leave your name and phone number and mm-hmm. we'll gladly return the call.
Okay, that's really nice.
Wonderful.
That's good. So definitely wonderful. Lenoxville and District Community Aid, servicing Lenoxville and North Hatley and Canto to Hatley and Waterville too. That's great.
That's right.
Oh, we thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.